In hip-hop, rappers and singers get plenty of shine, but equally important are the producers who make the instrumental tracks. It has never been easier to become a producer. All you need is a laptop and some digital editing software. But now that it's possible to make beats from your bedroom, it's easy to get trapped there. Now, some local beatmakers are trying to create a community for producers, starting right here in Boston. WBUR's Amelia Mason reports.
It's late at night on a Sunday at Wonder Bar in Allston. A low mezzanine has been turned into a makeshift stage, where six guys sit behind a row of tables, faces aglow in the light from their laptops, feet tucked behind a tangle of cables on the floor. Mark Marin, a compact guy with a puffy beard, strides back and forth with a mic in his hand. He lays out a challenge.
Drums and bass only. That's the only thing you can grab from your own arsenal. Everything else is coming from the 16-bit from Super Mario 3.
Marin is the host of the Stew Beat Showcase, a beat battle series where local producers compete. The Stew, S-T-E-W, is a reference to the studio, but also to the producer's process, chopping and flipping, cooking up beats in their bedroom. And right now, these producers have 20 minutes to remix an old Nintendo classic.
So yeah, I think we all good.
We ready?
I think we ready.
When their time is up, the contestants take turns playing their remixes. Like this one, from the producer, International Show.
Super Mario 3! Let's go!
It's not about making your beats commercially polished. It's about being original, and that's what we really place emphasis on.
Devon Guillory, who also goes by D-Loops, founded The Stew with Marin and their friend Brian Trench. At the time, Guillory and Trench ran a local talent night, and Marin produced a regular hip-hop showcase. They'd noticed that a lot of performers were using canned beats that they'd found online. Here's Marin.
So we're like, that doesn't make any sense. How, like, why are you rapping to somebody, or you went to SoundClick, or you went to YouTube and you downloaded a beat when this guy down the street makes beats?
Local producers, they realized, needed a place to be seen and heard.
We just want to congregate because we love it, just like anything else. Just like you go to a rock show, you go to a hip-hop show, it's because you're around like-minded people. And we felt like there wasn't anything like that for producers where it was just, you know, just a real community.
In some ways, it's never been easier for producers to get their music out there. You can upload your beats to the internet, gain a following on social media, and even make a decent living selling your music online. But Guillory says that not everyone thrives in that environment.
But if the internet's not working for you, then what? And that's when we want to come in and really take charge and say, hey, there's this whole other world that you're not familiar with. Step out and get out of your house and come to a place where they're welcoming beats, original beats at that, where we're not going to say, oh, yeah, you know what? Rihanna can't be on that. So for that reason, we're not going to keep that beat.
Check, check, one, two, check. Check, one, two. I feel like I sound low. Do I sound?
On a recent afternoon, Marin, Guillory, and Trench cram into a little studio in Norwood to record their weekly podcast. A screen mounted on the wall shows a list of songs. They've been submitted online by producers from around the globe. The guys work their way through the list, critiquing each track.
It was off. Like, it was throwing everything off. Like, the drums had a certain swing to it, and the swing on the way the notes were played for the bass line, it just was throwing it off for me. That was the main
thing. The Beat Club podcast provides new producers with exposure, but Trench says their ultimate goal is to offer guidance and support. He remembers how important his own mentor was when he was a teenager in Dorchester.
There used to be a community center up the street from my house called Studio 450. There used to be a guy there, his name is Ted Topcat. He actually used to give feedback to me and my production partner, Reese, on our beats. So for us to be doing this type of thing brought back that same feeling.
It's a little like a Big Brother program for producers. Araya Dawson, who produces under the name Seoul, spelled like the city in South Korea, has been the beneficiary of that mentorship. 9 months ago, he quit his job as a sushi chef and took the leap into making music full-time. But at that point, he'd only played his beats for a few close friends. His first public outing was at a live recording of the Beat Club podcast at PA's Lounge in Somerville.
And I was like real nervous. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just like, I'm gonna just go up and I guess I'll just play beats, whatever, and that's it. But it was dope just to be able to play it and have their heads nodding and being like, oh, all right, like this kid got something going on. And, you know, that kind of began the whole confidence building.
Feeling emboldened, Dawson entered a Stew beat battle. The experience has already begun to pay off. It was through the Stew that Dawson connected with his producing partner and started a collaboration with a local rapper. And this weekend, he'll compete in the Stew Beat Showcase season finale. The payoff? $1,000, and another step on the road to realizing his dream. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.